Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
I'll give you a full traffic update in about 15 minutes' time. Tristan, thank you very much, says there's been an accident involving a car traveling at very, very high speed along the Machalis Freeway N4 near Bruderstroom has crashed into a barrier. And Karen, thank you for the message as well. All of the traffic lights out on the N1 Highway Western Bypass at 14th Avenue are not working.
We begin with the markets this morning. The JSE dropped below the 80,000 point level for the first time this year. There was a bit of recovery around 11, but all of this is thanks to the tariffs imposed on South African exports to the USA. Around 8 o'clock this morning, just before the markets opened in South Africa, the rand also traded weaker. It stood at 19 rand 33 to the dollar. It's now standing at 19 rand 37. The European Union, meanwhile, said it's willing to deploy every tool to protect itself from the impact of Trump's new tariffs should negotiations fail. So for more on the impact of the American tariffs on the globe, go to jackrandfm.com, click on news.
We start off with the live cricket action that's on the go at the moment. It's the Royal Challengers Bangalore up against the Mumbai Indians. So two big teams there in the IPL. And well, the Royal Challengers are really there for the game. Six overs in, so the power play has just ended. And they are on 73 for one. The man who's just gone back into the pavilion, Phil Salt, he hit a four and then went out the next ball. Virat Kohli and Devdutt Padikkal have been doing the business ever since. 36 and 32 runs respectively, going at a run rate of 12.16. So a pretty good going early on. Cricket SA have said that discussions regarding Hendrik Claassen's future are ongoing and a final decision will be made in due course. The governing body have broken new ground though, and they've also offered David Miller and Russie van der Dissen hybrid contracts, which means that they'll only play in certain tournaments, while teenage pace sensation Gwana Mapaka, who made his debut across all international fronts last season, has earned his first national contract. The Vodacom Bulls' quest for European silverware continues this weekend with an EPCR Challenge quarterfinal clash against Edinburgh. This one happening at the Hive Stadium in Scotland on Saturday. The win against Bayonne this weekend was a great win for Jake White's men, who would have otherwise have had to return to the country only to head back to Europe for a two-match Vodacom URC tour that includes matches against Munster and Glasgow as well. And Southampton have sacked their manager Ivan Juric after their relegation from the Premier League. The club announced this earlier today. Southampton were now condemned to the relegation record books after a 3-1 defeat at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium yesterday. Relegation with seven fixtures remaining gives Southampton the last year's championship winners the unwanted Premier League record, surpassing Derby and Huddersfield's records of getting relegated with six games left in 2008 and 2019 respectively. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Ross.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jack Rand FM.
I've known, I found a new place to call my home. Friendly fire, I'm not alone. She gets me higher, it's bad, I know. On my knees praying for my soul. My destiny feels like I've lost control. Which way to go, how would I know? I'm under the influence. Lost in